ओम शांति। All of you are smiling very well. The faces of all of you are smiling very well. All of you are celebrating the father's birth anniversary with great joy. The faces of all of you
meet and meet.
Are filled with love and you are smiling very sweetly. You are celebrating the birthday with great love. The children are celebrating the father's birthday and the father the children are celebrating the father's birthday very well, and from
Bob.
and the children and are and everywhere the children are celebrating this day with so much happiness. And are congratulating each other for the same. This, the happiness of this birthday is visible on each one's face. On seeing even Bap Dada is on seeing how the children are celebrating this divine birthday so happily, even Bap Dada is so happy. So even Bap Dada is happy on seeing the children celebrating this alaukik birthday. And is saying from the heart, wah, children, wah. You are
Kotik.
Wah, children, wah. Bap Dada, the father is so happy to see the children rejoicing on this day. This alaukik birthday is so lovely, is it not? How much you like this birthday that is visible on each face, on the faces of each one of you. This birthday, which is called an alaukik birthday, a divine birthday, you are very happy, aren't you, to celebrate this alaukik birthday? Why are you so happy? Because this divine birth is so unique and lovely. This divine birthday is also your birthday, and all of you are happy to see your divine birthday too, aren't you? Because it is on this day that you took a divine birth from the mouth of Brahma, and became well known as Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari. After having taken birth through the mouth of Brahma, so you are also happy to celebrate your birthday too, aren't you? You are saying, "Wow, my alaukik birth of true happiness
बहुत खुशी चेहरे से दिखाई दी।
सो बाबा कैन वेरी क्लियरली सी हाउ मच हैप्पीनेस देयर इज ऑन योर फेसेस as you are celebrating the father's birthday as well as your own birthday. It is said that it is the father who has given you this spiritual birth. Bap and Dada, the father and grandfather, both have given you this birth. Although this birth is a very small one, but the attainment is so great that the attainment is so great, which is unique and very lovely. Each child no child can ever forget the praise of this divine birth which you have taken now. Although it's a very, the life span of this birth is very small, but the speciality of this birth is that in this one small birth, all the things of is that you come to know everything of all your births. You come to know everything of all your births, and in this one birth, you also know your future, and in this birth you also know your future. Sangam Yug, the confluence age, is also called the diamond age. It is in this birth, it is the meeting with God. It is a divine birth which you experience in this small life of this birth. This is the smallest age of all the ages. But the attainments
is 上给家人没有了的。
But you receive all the attainments in this one life of one birth of Sangam Yuga only.Your faces
are Janambi.
Your faces reveal your divine happiness and peace.The whole family is so fortunate. All this praise goes to only this one birth of the confluence age.It is only at this time of the confluence age that you are able to experience the Supreme Father as well as the Alaukik Father. Although this birth is a very small one, the duration of this age is very small comparatively. But.Out of all the births, it is this birth in the confluence age that is filled with great, great fortune.It's a small age, but the attainments are many. In one birth, you receive so many attainments which you never receive in any other age, in any other birth. And along with that, this Sangam Yuga, confluence age, is such, is so great. This Sangam Yuga confluence age is so great, it is the greatest of all the other, it is praised as the greatest of all other ages. In this Sangam Yuga, you also get the fortune to know the whole cycle. It is only at this Sangam Yuga that you come to know the secret of the cycle. So in which age are you at the moment? What will you say? You are at the confluence age, aren't you? Those who say yes, we are at this, at the confluence age. Raise your hand. So Baba praised the confluence age, Baba praised this divine birth, and now Baba wants to know whether you really are aware that Baba Singh, Baba cannot see the hands which are being raised at the back of the hall. So you are raising your hand, you're also listening to what Baba is saying. This confluence age is the most elevated age of all the other ages. Although it is very small, but it is the greatest one, giving the greatest fortune. The one who claims the fortune of this confluence age is a great yogi. This great yogi life is so great, is it not? In this most elevated confluence age, you also know, you also come to know about your births of golden age from the Supreme Father Himself. The Father Himself has descended to tell you all the secrets of His creation. This confluence age, this Sangam Yoga, is the most fortunate age of all the ages too, of all the ages too, because out of all the ages, this age gives the greatest fortune. In this age, you celebrate the birth of God. What have you come here to celebrate today? You have come here to celebrate the birthday of God, is it not? And I have come to claim your fortune from God, haven't you? You are claiming and you will continue to claim this fortune. Although the deities of Satyuga Golden Age are very elevated, no doubt, but it is the Sangam Yuga which is more fortunate. It is because of this Sangam Yuga that you are able to reap the fruit in Golden Age. At this time, God Himself meets His original children. So He meets and He celebrates, He experiences His original children. Because in other births we'll be in different forms, so this is the real form in which we meet the Father. The Father reveals Himself only at the Sangha, at Sangam Yuga. So this revelation of God is experienced only at Sangam Yuga. The words which are uttered on the lips, uttered by the lips of all of you, is that this is our divine birth of Sangam Yuga. In other ages too, you experience a lot of happiness of the mind, but the happiness of the mind which you experience at this Sangam Yoga is the greatest of all. The true happiness of the mind is experienced only at this Sangam Yoga. The divine attainments you experience at this time of the confluence age is the most unique of all. Although at this time of the cycle there is so much of population, the maximum population in the world is at this time. But in spite of that, the attainments you receive is your greatest fortune to receive so much attainment at this time of the confluence age. The biggest attainment of all which you receive is that this is the descent of God Himself. This is the greatest achievement you get at this confluence age. The descent of God Himself, which happens only at this confluence age. The praise of the Brahmins of Sangam Yuga is very elevated. In which it's you who are present here, sitting here. It is because of this confluence age. Each one heart is very happy, is it not? Sangam Yoga and you and your attainments. Everything, all the attainments are so elevated, is it not, at this time of yours? At Sangam Yoga, God Himself descends and gives the whole knowledge, just as He is giving now. Don't think this day is not that important. No, don't think it to be an ordinary day today. Although God comes in a very ordinary form and is giving the knowledge now, this fortune is not a small fortune. This one birth of Sangam Yoga is the greatest of all. It is even much greater than the births of Golden Age. At this time, you accumulate the most elevated attainments. You get the most elevated knowledge which you have at this time. You have a list, don't you, of all the attainments you get at the at Sangam, which you get at no other age. So, getting the attainments of the confluence age means that whatever are the attainments of the whole cycle, that you get now at this confluence age. Only at this time in the whole cycle that you get all these attainments, which is the first attainment. It is the title you get of Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari in this birth. So how elevated this birth is. In this birth, you get the knowledge of the whole cycle. This is your greatest fortune, which you receive only at the confluence age from God Himself. So, say, after knowing the fortune of this confluence age, you are moving forward until because it is the Sangam Yuga which has the greatest praise, the greatest attainments which you receive at no other time in the whole cycle. So all of you have come to meet Bab Dada. This fortune also you receive only at Sangam Yuga. This meeting is no less. It's a very great meeting. Okay. You have kept a good memorial of this day, of the father's birthday. Those who come face to face, they keep coming. But the value of the attainments at this time is very great.
ऐसे बच्चों को देख
इवन बाप दादा
खुश हो
इज सो हैप्पी ऑन सीइंग सच चिल्ड्रन एंड सिंग्स वाह माय चिल्ड्रन वाह हु आर क्लेमिंग द फॉर्च्यून ऑफ द होल कल्पा एट दिस टाइम Even God Himself,
Sangam Yogi, Brahmanon ki mehmaan,
sings the praise of the Brahmins of the confluence age. God Himself sings the praise of the Brahmins of the confluence age.
Kitna shreshth bhai.
How elevated your fortune is. You receive this fortune only once in a cycle in the whole Kalpa from God Himself. Isn't it like that? Those who feel this, that yes, it's our fortune, raise your hand. Yes, you feel the fortune. You feel that it's your greatest fortune. Are you sure? Baba's asking. So, it's no less fortune.
Sunne mein number one.
Of course, when you are hearing this, you are all number wise and feeling it. But this fortune of Sangam Yoga is the greatest of all, which. It's a first number which is not received at any other time in the cycle. Okay. It's a lot of time has passed, Baba Singh.
Baba Seva ka turn Gujarat zone ka hai.
गुजरात
14,000 जोन
इज सर्विंग 14,000
तो 22,000 आए
टोटल आर 22,000 एंड 14,000 आर फ्रॉम गुजरात 14,000 फ्रॉम गुजरात
साइलेंस में खड़े हो जाइए
14,000 फ्रॉम गुजरात एंड इन ऑल टोटल 22,000 23,000 So half of this gathering is Gujarat. So Gujarat took the fortune of Sangam Yuga, because Baba was speaking about the fortune of Sangam Yuga in today's Murli, so Gujarat took this fortune. There are others also. There are different types of fortune and those from different places, different lands have taken the fortune. That means they have come to serve here.
अपना सुनहरे टोटल कितने आते
It is good.
But
what?
वो तो मैंने बताया बाबा को 14,000 गुजरात वाले आए
बाबा 14,000 आर गुजरात
अभी यहाँ पर 14,000 गुजरात वाले हैं
सो 14,000 आर फ्रॉम गुजरात हियर
गुजरात से
गुजरात से ज्यादा नहीं है बाबा इस समय
So at this time it's only Gujarat. Oh, Baba is asking, what is Baba trying to ask? We are not able to understand. Maybe in other groups, which groups are more bigger than Gujarat, which has come this time? Probably Baba is asking that. And other states, even I don't know each state, but I know that Gujarat 14,000 have come.
Yes.
So just as Gujarat has taken the number, even others can take the number. The others also who have come, they may be second number, but at least you have come. For Gujarat, Baba says that you are working hard, you are serving a lot, and in the future also you will continue to serve. Means there will be more expansion. You will continue to serve.
Sabhi Gujarat wale baithenge abhi.
Now all those from Gujarat will sit.
Shanti se baithiye please. बाबा डबल विदेशी
बाबा डबल फॉरेनर्स हैव कम
1200 भाई बहने
1200 डबल फॉरेनर्स फ्रॉम 100 कंट्रीज
1200 भाई बहने
1200 डबल फॉरेनर्स फ्रॉम 100 कंट्रीज दिस इज द मैक्सिमम नंबर आउट ऑफ ऑल द डिफरेंट टर्न्स ऑफ बाप दादा दिस इज द मैक्सिमम नंबर 1200 हैव कम फ्रॉम 100 कंट्रीज Wave to Baba, all double foreigners. 1200 from 100 countries. Oh, so Gujarat 14,000. Double foreigner.
This is
double foreigner.
समझ में नहीं आया.
Baba is not able to catch what Muniben is saying.
Indian बैठ गए.
So only double foreigners are standing. So probably Baba thought other states they are standing up. So she's explaining to Baba, this is double foreigner standing. So there's no question of different states in this. All 100 countries and 1200. So
double videshi.
I think Gulzardadi
Sankhya Ai.
So she is saying that many double foreigners. How many have come? 1200. How many? 1200 from 100 countries. It's good. Very good number of double foreigners which have come.
Baba, Sakar Baba, jab the.
When Baba was in Sakar, Baba used to say all the time
that ke liye nahi kehta tha.
Baba would not say for this for Gujarat, but Baba would say that whichever zones are here, whichever zones
come,
and they who can say that we have the maximum number and they have also really made good progress and are moving forward, so your result shows that everyone has worked very hard and you have progressed and you are progressing more and more. So how many? Oh, Baba still not forgetting Gujarat.
Gujarat ke 14,000 hai.
14,000.
Aur videshi keval 1200 hai, lekin foreign ke hai wo.
To bhi kahenge to sahi na.
100
देश के हैं। From where is Nilu Vengan?
मतलब हर एक कोशिश कर रहा है।
So each one is making effort to move forward, and you can continue to move forward. There's a lot of chance. Okay, double foreigners, you may sit down. You may sit down.
Baba याद प्यार।
Baba, for Baba all are alike, double foreigners, Bharatvasis, everyone alike.
Log padta hai ki Gujarat virdhi mein ab tak number gaye.
So Baba is again saying about Gujarat, that Gujarat has the maximum number of Brahmins, maximum students are in Gujarat. It's good.
Virdhi pada mana.
To expand means
to apare brahma ki
means sankhya ko badhana. The quantity of Brahmins is increasing.
Baba ko acha lagta hai.
Baba likes it very much.
Ki jitni virdhi hogi,
that as much expansion there is, that much quicker Satyug will come. The more the expansion, the quicker the Satyug will come.
Koi nayi invention aisi nikalo jo number one usse Gujarat hai na.
Make some new invention that your state gets so much number that you go ahead of Gujarat and increase the quantity of Brahmins in your state and your country, whatever Baba means, Baba saying in general. But what is important is that there should be expansion, because according to the present time, the present situation of the world is not good.
Gujarat
is not good.
Jitna abhi gaya hai aage, usse bhi
Gujarat has moved forward, has gone ahead, but there can be more expansion. Just as Gujarat has worked hard and increased their number, so to other states, other places,
वो जो है वो जैसे मेहनत कर रहे हैं,
दे आर वर्किंग हार्ड, देयर एक्सपेंशन इज ऑल्सो टेकिंग प्लेस बट इट शुड बी मोर जस्ट एज गुजरात इज डूइंग अ लॉट एंड the quantity should continue to increase more and more. It can happen, no? Can't it? Can't your quantity increase? It can, no? Those who think that, no, we can't go ahead of Gujarat, raise your hand. Those who think that we can't go ahead of Gujarat, these other states, I was talking to other states. So it's Gujarat sitting here. Baba is seeing the whole world, you know. So you need more expansion. So good expansion has taken place, but now it's not that much, so you have to.
छोटा सा युग डायमंड युग है. इस डायमंड युग के अंदर हम सब ने बाप दादा के साथ जन्म दिवस मना रहे हैं और अभी इसके बीच में हमारी आदरणीय दादियां मंच पर आई हैं.
So now the dadis will come on the stage.
और अब बाबा के सामने आदरणीय दादियां, दादी जानकी जी, दादी रतन मोहिनी जी, मोहिनी बहन, मुन्नी बहन और दीदी निर्मला जी मंच पर आ रहे हैं. और आज के दिन तो बाबा से मिलन मनाते रहेंगे और जन्म दिवस मनाते ही रहेंगे.
अभी बिल्टी में है.
सब अपने अपने स्थान पर बैठी रही.
Dadi, Dadi Ratanmuni is telling about Dadi Janki that now her health is better than before. And Baba saying yes, she's working hard. So I was also talking about. So what is needed now that there be more expansion of service now? So everyone has a lot of enthusiasm of doing service, and this service will continue and continue. Each one now wants to come ahead and take a number in the front.
मंच पर आए.
They're all congratulating Baba for Shiv Jayanti celebrations.
Ishudadi
is in Ahmedabad. But she's okay.
लंबा हो नहीं जाता है, इतना ही चौड़ा हो।
ठीक है, पहले से थोड़ी ठीक है।
आप सबकी तरफ से प्यारे बाबा के जन्म दिवस पर प्यारे प्यारे बाबा को त्रिमूर्ति भाई गुलदस्ता भेंट कर रहे हैं। निवय भाई, मधुबन और डबल विदेशी भाई बहनों की तरफ से गुलदस्ता भेंट कर रहे हैं। और ब्रिजमोहन भाई, सभी अन्य भाई बहनों की तरफ से बाप दादा को गुलदस्ता भेंट कर रहे हैं।
Everyone is saying happy birthday to Baba.
गुजरात की तरफ से रमेश भाई बाप दादा को गुलदस्ता भेंट करें, जोर से ताली बजाइए। मधुबन की तरफ से निवे भाई ने बाप दादा को गुलदस्ता भेंट किया।
उमर गुस्सा में आगे बढ़ रहे, कोई चाहिए जो ड्यूटी उठाए, इतने महारथी हो कोई उठावे जो थोड़ा बीच बीच में नौकरी रिजल्ट पूछे। रिजल्ट पूछने से सब बात पता पड़ जाती। अभी पुरुषार्थ तो सब कर रहे
बाबा, इस बाबा
देखा है
seniors,
तो कईयों में
that you need to have more someone to take up your duties, take up your responsibilities. There are who can do it, but they need more support, more strength. That also will happen. Is everyone else okay? Everything okay? Everything is okay. If there's any little bit physical problem, it's because of change of weather, all this.
जिन भाई बहनों को कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए निमंत्रण दिया है, ब्रदर्स सिस्टर्स साइड जाएंगी, और बहनी जिन्हें कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए निमंत्रण दिया है वो मेरी तरफ कैंडल स्टैंड पर आएंगी। दोस्त हु हैव बीन इनवाइटेड फॉर कैंडल लाइटिंग, ब्रदर्स विल गो टू सिस्टर्स साइड एंड सिस्टर्स ब्रदर्स सिस्टर्स विल कम टू माय साइड।
ठीक है ना सर?
सभी भाई
दवा खाता चौबीस ही घंटे नहीं। अच्छा, हर एक प्रशासन कर रहा है, और बाप दादा ने देखा कि प्रशासन के बाद कुछ टाइम तो काफी चलता है, लेकिन थोड़ा ज्यादा टाइम होता है ना तो फिर और तरफ जाते हैं। इसके लिए जैसे कोई क्लासेस कराते हैं ना, क्लासेस तो
कराते
तो उसमें सब मिल करके कोई प्रोग्राम करो। भाई मास में एक या दो मास में एक बार आपस में मिल करके रिजल्ट।
बाप दादा को गुजरात जोन की तरफ से बहुत सुंदर फूलों का गुलदस्ता भेंट किया सरला दीदी ने.
Sister Sarla presented a very beautiful bouquet on behalf of Gujaratis to Bab Dada.
अब इसके बाद आज के 80वें 80th शिव जयंती महोत्सव पर प्यारे बाबा अपना ही झंडा
शिव जयंती ओकेशन बाबा विल होस्ट बाबा फ्लैग फ्रॉम गोल हैंड.
महत्वपूर्ण बात है कि आज 80वां
Today we are celebrating 80th Shiv Jayanti occasion and beloved Bab Dada is hoisting Baba's flag from his own hand and we all can see Baba hoisting his own flag and you can all express your happiness by clapping hands. Baba is firstly remembered. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba both are remembered. Everyone are remembered on this day.
Sari Sabha ko sabhi jo bhi hai.
Those who ever have come to the whole gathering, we greet and congratulate one another.
अभी 80 शिव जयंती 80th शिव जयंती के अवसर पर
ऑन 80th सेलिब्रेशन ऑफ शिव जयंती ऑन बाबास बर्थडे
कैंडल लाइटिंग होगी.
वी विल नाउ हैव द कैंडल लाइटिंग.
सभी प्यारे बाबा का जन्मदिवस.
वी विल सेलिब्रेट बाबास बर्थडे एंड सेलिब्रेटिंग शिव जयंती and Baba with his own hand on this occasion will light the candle and celebrate his own 80th Shiv Jayanti.
किस प्रकार से आज का ये दृश्य बाबा के हाथ में
And you are all seeing, today seeing how Baba is going to light the candle and celebrate the birthday. You all can see Baba cutting the cake.
बाबा के सामने आएंगे, बाबा से दृष्टि लेते हुए सरला दीदी से टोली लेकर के बाहर जाएंगे, अपने स्थान पर बैठेंगे।
दोस ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स हु आर स्टैंडिंग ऑन द स्टेज, दे विल कम इन अ लाइन टू टेक टोली फ्रॉम सिस्टर सरला। Those brothers and sisters who are standing on the stage are requested to stand on the sister side and take drishti from Baba. And on Shri Jayanti's occasion, you say happy, happy birthday to Baba.
मधुर वाणी ग्रुप शिव जयंती के अवसर पर हैप्पी बर्थडे टू बाबा कहने के लिए
ऑन शिव जयंती ओकेशन द मदर वन ग्रुप विल बी प्रेजेंटिंग अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू बाबा.
लाखों लाख बधाई हो. ला को ला।